broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER-FM Butler. Cranberry. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome into another edition of our Grassroots Show here tonight. It's local music on The Rock Station 97.7. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and we are ready to play you some local tunes and do a little local visit here tonight. Good evening, Utah.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm good.
Your voice sounds way better than mine today. So.
Yeah. I think I'm on the road to recovery here.
I think I'm on the road down.
We'll see. Yeah, well, I went down south to try to get warm, and all I did was get sick. So it's no better down south, kids, trust me. But we're getting closer to spring here, and that means outdoor festivities like a little thing we throw called the Band Jam.
Yeah, what's that called again?
The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival.
Yeah, it's coming up quick.
Yeah, presented by Woodman Life, and we're so excited to have a whole host of sponsors joining us this year, including some newcomers, Bowman's Auto Repair, Mart Regis Jr. from, down in the Mars area, State Farm agent, right? Ram Automotive down Route 8, Cummings Coffee and Candy. Of course, they have two great locations, including a little music haven out west. And we're going to be visiting with Barry Cummins, I think, next week, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, actually, he's going to be on there, and I'm going to be popping in there in April to play at Cummings West as well. So looking forward to that.
Okay, and of course, Aqua Solutions and our friends at McDonald's Restaurants, the local McDonald's Restaurants, are back with us again this year. And of course, our presenting sponsor, Woodman Life. We're so excited to have them back on board this year. And we've been revealing the bands, and we've had a few new comers announced in recent weeks, and of course some of the mainstays too, so the lineup continues to grow.
And if you were tuned in Friday, you heard the announcement of Doppler Effect coming back to the Band Jam, so excited about that.
How about that? It's been a few years. We've got a few returning guests back in the fold from yesteryear. So
shaping up to be a pretty good lineup, Bob.
Yeah, it really is. And of course, it's July 12th and 13th. The evening kicks off on Friday the 12th at around 5 o'clock. First act will take stage, and we run it up through midnight and then kick it back off early. I guess you could say late morning. You can enjoy a little morning coffee or early brunch in the 10 o'clock hour, and we build right up to capping things off, shutting it down by 11 o'clock Saturday the 13th.
Yep, we have noticed over the years that everybody's ready to go Saturday morning, so why sit around and wait for the music? Let's get it going.
And we've got a lot of excitement brewing as well, literally. We got Bash back at Butler Area Society of Home Brewers. We'll have their tent set up during the Saturday evening. We've got some special things happening on Friday, too. Some vendors. You can come out. You will want for nothing, especially just stopping into Cooper's Lake. I mean, they've got a great little store there. You never have to leave the facility unless you run out of beer. And with the Bash and all that, you shouldn't run out of beer because you'll be enjoying theirs and saving yours. So, but it is a bring in your own thing. You can come stay for the weekend if you want, camping available through Cooper's Lake, or you can come and go. It's not a prerequisite to stay for the weekend, but we hope you would because it's such a beautiful facility.
Yeah, I mean, you just pay one price for the weekend, the festival part of it, and that's just $20, and kids 17 and under are free.
Can't beat that deal.
You can't beat that deal.
You can't beat that deal. Go to thebandjam.com for all your information, or just pop into our studio, 252 Pillow Street here in Butler, weekdays. Of course, hit Shady Lady up. Utah has tickets as well. The performing artists as well that you've heard announced, they'll have tickets as well. There's a lot of ways for you to get those tickets, and they will be at $5 more at the gate, so we encourage you to get them ahead of time.
They've been moving online pretty good, so if you just want to get it online, feel free to hop over to bandjam.com or hit up on the Facebook event page, because there's a link there as well. So,
and there's plenty of room out of Cooper's Lake, so the urgency for you to get a spot reserved is just kind of like the tickets, primo spot. Yeah, you better get on it if you just want to be out there somewhere, and there's acres upon acres. That's something that won't sell out. But if you want to hang with the cool people, you got to get on the bus here and get it done. So
get it done.
So it's going to be a great weekend. Second weekend of July, Cooper's Lake Campground, the Band Jam at Cooper's Lake, and thebandjam.com is the place to check out. Got to give a little shout out too. I guess you were visiting a location that's celebrating an anniversary that is another hub for local music as well.
Well, I recall we just talked about this last year. Marveling, actually, how this venue has done two straight years every single Thursday night of an open mic and survived with football games and Penguins and all of that going on. But, wow, here we are to say that 565 Live is now going into their third year of doing an open mic every single Thursday night, supporting local music. Love it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. A shout to the local musicians that go support that as well.
Yeah, that's kind of George Fisher's baby, him and Kevin Ward and that whole cast of characters there. When I say characters, I mean characters. Yeah, so hats off to them.
Well, and a salute to them for their dedication to keep it going and keep it strong as well. So just a great sample of what we have here in the local music scene. Speaking of sample, we're going to visit with a gentleman named Matt Aquiline, who's been in this music scene for a long time and kind of in and out of that scene, and he'll explain why. But he's the leader of the Dead End Streets Band, who we got a sample of around Christmas time, and we're going to be playing several of their songs and visit with Matt here, his story and the band's story as well, and the people that are within that. So we look forward to that. This segment is being brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio in Utah. You mentioned last week that you kind of felt the next few weeks would feature some songs probably emerging out of the Meat Locker Recording Studio. And, of course, we thank Jim Harpel because, lo and behold, about the moment you made that comment, Jim showed up with a tune from Anger the Ant, who he's been recording, and they're working on their second album called A Beautiful Thing that will be out this year. And this is the follow-up to their smash debut album, The Story of Her in 100 Words or Less, that won 2 Grassy Awards. They are, of course, the reigning Grassy Award winners. But they've had some great music that we've played on the rock station in regular rotation. They have a little transition going on within the band, but recording has been done by guys that are in and out of the band. In fact, Corey Steitner was their original guitarist, and Corey is no longer part of the band, but also has been in the studio to record on the new album, and they've got some great talent. Don Shear is the lead vocalist and songwriter, Brian Russo on drums, and Justin Lefevre on bass, Zach Rovito on electric guitar, and of course Zach's now playing bass for the Hawkeyes as well, but a couple of talents that have helped out on this song in particular that we're going to be playing called Wonderland. Features Sophie Lockhart and Gretchen Lavery on some horns. And, of course, we just had Sophie Lockhart on just a little over a month ago onto the show. So it's going to be a great album to hear and some great work that we'll play that coming up after we do some Wicked Earth here.
And, of course, Anger the Ant's going to be at the Band Jam this year. And a name or two you dropped in there, man. You might be hearing about them in the Band Jam, too. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Got to stay tuned, folks. Stay but, tuned. Yes, Anger the Ant. And before that, we're going to get to another new single that came our way, and that seems to be a constant theme. We just keep getting new singles, new songs, new CDs. It's fantastic. Anyway, we love these guys. They're called Wicked Earth, and this is the first single from their new upcoming CD called Side Dish. Makes a fool out of me.
We need a weapon against reality. We need our reasons to dream. We need the ability to believe half a dozen impossible things. Let's begin at the beginning. Let's get to the end. And stop. If we just hold mind our business, the world will spin faster than it does. Said, I want to know. I want my Mad Hatter's world. Which way should we go? The destination's unknown. If we aim for somewhere or anywhere, any road will get us there for sure. Sit out. I want my Mad Hatter's world. The greatest puzzle is who we did I want. My Mad Hatter's world.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight. This segment brought to you by the ever-popular Rainbow Inn in downtown Freeport, home of the Man Can, a place you'll be soon be able to drop in and enjoy a Man Can, enjoy some fellowship, and enjoy watching Pirate baseball.
Yeah, you might even run into a Squatch there. I know I did.
Keep an eye out for the Squatch sighting. It's all happening at the Rainbow. You never know what you're going to run into. So stop on by. And when you do, you know, buy a Man Can and say, I heard it on the Grassroots Show, and we appreciate your support of local music. Because that's what they're doing here, supporting our cause tonight, the Grassroots Show on 97.7. We're going to find out a little bit about the band, the Dead End Streets. We were introduced to them around Christmas time, if I recall.
Yeah, we played a pretty cool song of theirs called Climate Change Christmas, yeah. Which we both got a kick out of.
That was great stuff. And we are joined by a vocalist, guitarist with the band, Matt Aquiline. Matt, how you doing tonight?
I'm well. How are you?
We're doing good. So give us a little background. Let's first start out with Matt Aquiline. How long have you been playing music, Matt?
Oh, a long time. I'm getting kind of long in the tooth, so I've been playing for a while. I started in Pittsburgh back in the late 80s and performed a little bit in the area and then recorded a CD with some great local musicians and immediately moved out of town. So that CD kind of got lost, but it included guys like Joe Marini from Jim Donovan and the Sun King Warriors and Gio Payon Simmons from The Cause and a couple guys from Norman Nardini's band. So then I moved to D.C. for Washington, D.C. for about 20 years, and the whole time I was trying to make it home. And I had a band there called Kid Goat, recorded a CD there, and then finally in 2013 I made my way back to Pittsburgh, and a couple years later, after getting my family settled, I decided to start forming a band and just placed some Craigslist ads and amazingly got a couple great musicians right off the bat, and it just snowballed from there into the point where now you can sometimes see 9 people on stage with us.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Now, who are some of the key cogs in the Denton streets right now, for example?
Well, we have, who I think is one of the best female vocalists in town. I'm lucky to sing a lot of songs with, and a great writer in her own right, Heather Catley, who sings and plays guitar. Those first two folks who responded to that Craigslist ad were Stefan Rodriguez on bass and Neil Carr on lead guitar, and then Neil then led to Heather and our drummer Evan Swickis. And from there, I reached out to one of the great keyboard players in town, Bill Maruca. Didn't expect him to want to join the band, but he did. And then just recently, we started playing with the horn section, the Weapons of Brass Destruction, who also play with the Rump Shakers.
Yeah. Okay. Good deal. Yeah. Great catchy names there, no doubt. And
right, we're an international band.
Yeah, that's awesome.
In the names, at least.
Yeah. And speaking of names, Dead End Streets, where did that name come from for the band?
Well, when I was driving home, thinking about putting a project together, and one of the first folks I was going to reach out to was a guy, probably the first guy I ever played music, named Mike Ruane, who was in a band Blind Image way back in the 80s, and I think he played a bunch of bands since. But he was my first friend, and we grew up on a dead-end street together, so I thought, wow, if we got together, we could call ourselves the Dead End Streets. That didn't work out, but the name stuck.
That's awesome. So you guys have been playing around now for how long as this entity, the Dead End Streets?
Well, it was first Matt Aquiline and the Dead End Streets, and then just before those Christmas songs, we removed my name from the band. But we've been together for, I think, 3 years now.
Okay. All right. So if we had to describe to the listeners the sound, how would you describe the sound of the Dead End Streets?
Well, I've always described it as roots rock, Americana. But now when we add the rhythm section, we get to, I think we're getting to more of sort of a bar band sound, which, some people may consider an insult, but I love bar bands, and I consider that a compliment.
Very cool. Writing of the new material, is it a collaborative effort of the entire band, or is it kind of driven by you, Matt?
Thus far, it's been driven by me, but Heather has brought a couple songs to the table, which are awesome. One, probably our biggest crowd pleaser, is a song called Romeo that Heather wrote when she was 13 years old, and it's a play on Romeo and Juliet. Very clever. And Neil Carr, also we do one of his tunes, but most of the songs are mine. We haven't written a song together yet.
But obviously plans are in the works in the future, I'm sure.
Well, we hope. We all have pretty busy schedules, so it's hard to sit. You need to sit and spend some time on that.
Sure.
So we have a hard enough time getting band rehearsals all organized. So we certainly have, we've talked about it, and we have that in our future somewhere. It's just hard to find the time.
Yeah, I understand that. Matt Aquiline joining us tonight from the Dead End Streets. Well, let's get into a tune here, and you're going to play a song that rivals the name, kind of the self-titled song. Is this kind of the band theme, per se?
Yeah, I think it really is. I mean, a lot of this sort of themes are revolve around sort of growing up and being a mature person and how you ended up there. And this song's very much about that, although there's not really much personal in it. But I always, my friends and I always loved it. The band Big Country had a song called In a Big Country on the album Big Country. So I always thought, wow, it would be neat to write a song with the name of my band. So that's what I did.
Very cool. Let's give it a listen. That's a neat story. It's the Dead End Streets and their song, Dead End Streets. We'll be visiting more with Matt after you hear some great tunes here tonight on The Grassroots Show. The Rock Station, 97.7.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. Thanks for tuning in, and we want to thank Bros's Superette, high on the hill, right on the price, sponsoring this segment of our show, where you can stop in and get dinner tonight for whatever you'd like to have. Maybe get set up for the week ahead, some lunches. Was in there the other day picking up some chicken and some beef, and Jimmy was stocking up the case with more of their famous ring bologna. They've got some great, great tasty stuff made right in-house. And that's usually what you're going to find there. Lots of homemade stuff, ham loaves and more, and any select cut of meat you'd like. They've got a great little shop there, and you can fill out anything you need. And even if you want to just pop in and get a lunch, they've got something in the deli case all the time. It's Bros's Superette. They're at the corner of Rockenstein and South Main Street Hill right here in Butler, and we thank them for supporting the show here tonight, our Grassroots Show. We are visiting with Matt Aquiline. He is frontman of the band The Dead End Streets. We heard their song, The Dead End Streets, and then The Break. Give us a little background of that song, Matt, The Break.
I think that's probably the transition song between my musical life in D.C. and my musical life here, but it's definitely the transition song between my life in D.C. and my life here. One of the things that sort of troubled me about living in D.C. was an absence of authenticity, and, you know, as you guys know, Pittsburgh is brimming with authenticity, and it's much more my style, and it's really a sort of a song about the contrast between those two experiences.
Very interesting. Yeah. Cool. So a little background of yourself, Matt, as far as you told us a little bit about what you've done career-wise, but what led you to get involved in music? Did you have a musical family? How did that start?
I don't really have a musical family. I think we're all pretty, we can all be creative in our own way, and we like the arts, but I suppose I would have to credit Bill Deasy, who I grew up with, and I, you know, he was writing songs that I was listening to when I was 7 years old and 8 years old, and you know, my first songwriting was an attempt to write like him, and he was the first guy I played songs for, so you know, I have to give him credit, but. Also, I had an older brother who was a big music fan and got me intensely into Springsteen. I think Springsteen had a lot to do with it as well, and my brother.
Okay, so obviously some of the songwriting stylings influenced by the great talents of Springsteen, and certainly you mentioned some names even in the beginning of our first segment visiting with you. You've crossed paths with some pretty impressive musicians in the Pittsburgh area. I mean, that's got to be a blessing in its own right.
Yeah, but it's not a hard thing to do in Pittsburgh. You know, I mean, it's not just that it's a small town. There are so many talented musicians, and you know, it's easy to make connections with those folks through things that aren't music as well. So, it's been a great and rewarding experience. And when I look back at those folks I played with on that first CD, they're in a way the who's who of local musicians, and most of them are still playing, and a couple of them are in some of the bigger bands in town.
That's awesome. So we've talked to people on this show that have been in this music scene for a while and reflecting back, you know, what the scene was like in the 60s, 70s, and then comparing it to today. And you've had a unique opportunity to be in Pittsburgh, see this music scene, and then leave it for, you know, a couple of decades, and then come back into it. Did you notice a change in the music scene in the time that you were gone, for better or for worse, or did you come back to the same thing, just a different time period?
It's definitely changed. And I mean, the main thing that's made an impression on me is the amount of musical talent that's in this town now. And, you know, it might have been there in the past, but, you know, I sort of focused on the Joe Grushecki's and the Norman Nardini's and A Street Rocks and the bands that were sort of in my wheelhouse. But now there's just a mass amount of bands that are high quality bands. So just the amount of talent in this small town is impressive to me.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a great sample. How does DC compare? I mean, you talked about the vibe difference. Does DC have kind of an underground scene or a local scene, or is it just too much of a melting pot of
a little bit of other stuff?
Yeah.
it's a challenge. It's more of a challenge there. There's a lot of competition for people's attention. There is everywhere, but there it seems to be a little more challenging. There are some great and, you know, surprisingly sort of very rootsy bands in D.C. and some great writers, but I think the community is less, it's just like I talked about the difference in the city. The community is less supportive and, less unified than here.
So the music scene is just like the political scene you'll find there.
Exactly, and the social scene. It was a challenging place for me to live. I mean, I had my fun there, and I had, you know, some success there, but it was a challenging place.
Yeah. Good to get back home then, no doubt.
It sure is.
So where can people find the Dead End Streets, a little bit about your band? Do you guys have a social media presence, and where can people find some of your music and where you're playing?
Right. We have a Facebook page at Facebook.com/ Dead End Streets, and a webpage, deadendstreets.com. We're also on Bandcamp. Those Christmas songs are on Bandcamp. But we focus on Facebook, so you can find us at Facebook.com/deadendstreets. And if you want to see us live, we have a couple shows on the books right now. One is next Friday, the 15th, at Howlers, where we'll be playing with the Bohog Brothers. And then we also have another Howlers show on the books in April, on April 27th.
Okay, so a little coverage in Bloomfield. Great place to play, no doubt. So, you have a web page for the band as well?
Yeah, deadendstreets.com.
Okay, cool. And so you can find out a little bit about the band, catch some of the music, and enjoy catching them out and about. And again, we appreciate the opportunity to visit with Matt here tonight and share some of the story of the Dead End Streets. You have a couple more songs, too, Matt, that you're going to play for us. Let's talk first up about the song Survivable. Give us a little description of that.
Well, I mentioned Heather Catley, and female vocals have always been an important part of my music. Goes back to the Springsteen thing, I suppose. But so I do a fair bit of writing specifically for the female voice and sort of the female perspective. Try to find that. And that song was really written sort of in my transition. So the first person to sing it was a woman named Belen Pifel in D.C., who was my singing partner there. But then I brought it home, and Heather just kills it.
And then we're going to follow it up with Pennsylvania. Tell us about that.
Pennsylvania, interesting, was probably my most popular song in Washington, D.C. I was driving from, literally driving from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh one time, and the song came into my head, and it's really about a drive from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, not that specific drive, but the theme of coming home is important to me, and home is very important to me, and so paying tribute to my state. And my city was important to me, so I found a way to do it in that song.
Fantastic. Matt Aquiline, great to visit with you tonight. Best of luck in the future with the Dead End Streets. Folks, you can catch them at Howlers coming up, and, I hope you've enjoyed the music here tonight. Matt, thanks for joining us tonight on the Grassroots Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I listen to XPN through Philly and YEP through Pittsburgh. On my way to the shores of the largest natural lake in the state. I live through boy bands and I live through disco. I thank the Lord the soundtrack to my life turned out. Pennsylvania's rolling hills and growing fields. Feed me her evening sky this 4th of July. Freeze me from the things that keep me down in another town. And no matter where I go, I'm always coming.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day out at the Beacon with one of the bands who will be at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground this July. That's Dizzy Whoosh. They're headlining the St. Patty's Day Fun at the B, Saturday, March 16th. Mark your calendar as well for Friday, April 19th for the 4th annual Country Sounds for Soldiers. This is all happening at the Lamp Theater in Irwin, featuring performances by Keith Gill Jr., Frank Vieira, Antolina D'Amico, Caitlin Rose, Stoney Richards, Rachel Lay, also Marty Zundel, and Don Savage.
And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, it's time for some St. Patrick's Day brutality on March 16th at Peter B's. And don't forget, Saturday, April 6th, it's Ales for Athletes presented by Ryan's Run. It's our first Rock Done Right Tour stop for 2019, and it's happening at the Vagabonds Hall in Lindora. Ales for Athletes, benefiting Butler County Special Olympics. There will be craft breweries serving up some of your favorite and best brews in Butler County. There will also be an all-you-can-eat dinner, raffles, auctions, a 50-50, and live music with the Noble Hops Band and Darren and Craig. Get your tickets online through ShowClicks or at participating breweries. And on Saturday, May 4th, it's the Butler County Recovery and Resources Block Party, another Rock Done Right Tour stop that hits Main Street in downtown Butler for a block party that will showcase resources available throughout Butler County for drug, alcohol, and mental health services. There will be food and craft vendors, a kids zone, and of course, live local original music.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Back to wrap up the Grassroots Show here tonight, our final segment of the evening. Thanks to Matt Aquiline of the Dead End Streets joining us here tonight. And thanks to you, the listeners, tuning in as well. And if you have music, get it to us, folks. Grassroots at bcrnetwork.com is an email site. You can also let us know where you're playing. We'd love to put you on the concert calendar. We have a few people taking advantage of that, but why not everybody? We'd love to include you and have a little clearinghouse of where everybody's playing.
Well, if it was everybody, it might be the whole show just doing a concert calendar.
That's true. Because there's a lot going on, and there it's is. Good to see. It's good to see. But, and yeah. Everybody might be at 565 Live, too. So congratulations again on their three-year anniversary of making some great music, some musical sounds on Thursday nights.
Yeah, and as you heard in the concert calendar, speaking of that, our first Rock Done Right tour stop is just under a month away, April 6th, Ales for Athletes. So please make sure you get your tickets for that. It's going to be at Vagabonds Hall in Lindora, and it's for a great cause.
Yeah, and you don't want those to sell out and you not be a part of it, too. So it's going to be a great evening of raising money for Butler County Special Olympics, some brews, some meats, and some music, too.
Yeah, this is a limited seating event, so get your tickets now.
Yeah, and pretty cool stuff right there. Also, don't forget, Shady Lady doing this little brutality. St. Patrick's Day coming up already. It's hard to believe.
We've got the Remedy coming in, and they're going to tear up the Rockin' Red Barn there in Sarver, so stop on out. And if you like to dance, have a good time, that's where it's going down. Peter B's on the 16th, so be there.
Live music performance facility, and they've had some great shows recently. I want to give a shout-out to a past guest, Sondra Scott, who did the little birthday bash for Danny Macko, and I guess that was a great night. Had some friends that went out. I ended up having to work the basketball game that we had here for the Butler Golden Tornado. We needed some engineering help because of vacations, so I didn't get to go, unfortunately, but I know I had some friends out there that said it was a killer night. They said the bands brought it big time. So, and it was good. I did see some video of Zelch jamming away too. So that was the first thing I got. I'm sitting in the studio running the Butler game, and my buddy Art's sending me a video of Zelch jamming away. He's like, dude. So it sounds like they had a great time. So, and some of that money going to benefit music education in the Butler Area School District. So big shout out to them as well. Well, let's get to some music here tonight. We have, you're going to give a little shout out connected to 565.
Well, yeah, I say why not? 3 years keeping that thing going strong. Let's play some Cast a Shadow. And this is just one of my favorite songs. It's called My Mother's Father.
All right, and we'll follow that up with a CD. And I've been talking about, well, 2 weeks ago we announced Homicide Black is going to be at Band Jam. I've had a very difficult time taking their CD out of my car stereo. This is another one that I've had a tough time. I really am digging the work of James Graff and Amanda Noe, and we had them on as past guests, and their new CD is just a killer, killer piece of material start to finish. So I wanted to play Steady Love. I tell you what, this is high on my list for maybe a nomination somewhere in the future.
Right. We've been dropping some names. Keep tuned for some things. Keep tuned for some things. That's right. A lot of names dropped during this show.
Yeah, and you got to hear it to participate. So stay tuned, folks. We appreciate you joining in. We'll do it again next week, The Grassroots Show, here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Rock Station Nation. Unite at 97.7 WLER FM Butler Cranberry.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
The Legends. Play here.
The Rock Station 97.7.
Yeah.
Station, 97.7.
song is over. Thought I'd something more to say.
Rock Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on the Rock Station 97.7.
Station 97.7.
Hey, Rock Station Nation, join the Rock Show every Wednesday for Water Cooler Wednesday, presented by Culligan Water. Listen at 7:25 as Jay and Kayla bring the Water Cooler Talk on the air, and then you can go to 977rocks.com where you can weigh in on our poll question as well as join the conversation. So tune in every Wednesday for Water Cooler Wednesday, presented by Culligan Water on the Rock Station, 977.
Are you ready to rock?
And cue music.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
The Rock Station, 97.7.